Representative Josh Cockcroft, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
What's been the message that you've been hearing from teachers today?
I think the overall message has been twofold. One, a thank you to the members of the legislature for passing such a historic measure last week. It was an important first step forward, and I think that's the second message that they've brought, is that while they're grateful that it is a first step forward, that means that there needs to be other steps to come. And so, you know, I pledge my support to continue to work as I have for the last 8 years to support public education and make sure that we've got proper funding of our classrooms, of our teachers, of our educational system here in the state of Oklahoma.
What are the plans to increase funding for classroom training, for books, decreasing class sizes, things like that?
You know, we have 2 months left in session. We have a lot of time to continue to address this funding issue, not just for education, but there are so many other areas of state government that desperately need an increase. You look at corrections with the requests that they gave this past year of almost $1 billion to new prisons. There's tremendous problems with corrections as well. Public safety, transportation, all those things are important. And, you know, passing this package last week, I think moves us in the right direction, but also shows the general public a renewed commitment by the legislature to properly fund some of those core services.
Part of that package last week included that occupancy tax for hotels and motels, and that ended up being taken out. How is the legislature going to make up for those funds that were taken out of last week's package?
The hotel motel tax would have equaled about $40.6 million. It's important to realize that in the overall package that we passed, there was over a $22 million buffer. So when we repealed the hotel motel tax, we don't have that full $40 million to fill. Now we're looking about $20 million. As we go through the rest of the session, we work on those deductions, those credits, those subsidies. Right now, we have over $60 million in revolving funds and carryover funds from this past year that could easily be put into those areas. So, you know, as a legislator who supports our education community, I'm not concerned about that $20 million because we will find the money. Here's what's important to realize. When the legislature passed the teacher pay raise, that is in state statute, and we cannot go back on that promise. And as we go through in later years and work on funding, we have an obligation to continue to fund those unless we went back and changed that statute, and we're not going to do that.
State Representative Josh Cockcroft, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.